DW. Berlin Spandau. An elderly woman clutching her walking frame inches along the pavement past a boarded-up beauty salon and the nondescript blocks of flats that line the road. This quiet residential neighbourhood seems very far from the hustle and excitement of central Berlin. But after months of separation and anxiety, it's become home for Ali Ajoub and his wife Mary Atfe. Just over a year ago, Ali Ajoub was desperately waiting for the German authorities to issue a visa for Mary, who was still back in Salamiyya, a Syrian city close to Hama. Fighters of the self-proclaimed Islamic State were inching ever closer, and a friend of theirs had just been abducted by IS fighters in a nearby village. They haven't heard from her since. In the end, the visa came through and Mary Atfe, a petite brunette with long wavy hair and a ready smile, joined her husband in Berlin. She emerged from the airport gate wearing her wedding gown, and the couple, who had had a civil wedding in Syria, celebrated their reunion in style. A framed picture on the mantelpiece of their spotless, cosy little flat shows them smiling ecstatically. But even now, thousands of miles from Syria, it's hard to escape the war.
With my friends, we always talk about the war. When I listen to the news, I hear many terrible stories from Syria. As a psychologist, I want to try and help people come to terms with what they've been through.
Mary, a psychologist who worked with children with autism back in Syria, is one of 12 refugees who are being trained to work as mental health counsellors for fellow refugees who experience the trauma of war and destruction.
Ein Großteil der Menschen bringt natürlich eine Kriegserfahrung mit.
A lot of people we see have gone through war and all the harrowing experiences that come with it. Loss of close family members, homes, jobs, their entire world. Others arrive with prior conditions, like depression or addiction, those kinds of mental health problems. Some of the people living in the refugee hostels become severely depressed or suffer panic attacks. But we have to be careful with sweeping statements. Not every refugee per se is traumatized. At the very least, these people bring experiences of war and their journey, but not everyone is traumatized and needs help.
Der Kriegssituation oder ihrer Flucht, aber nicht alle haben behandlungsbedürftiges Trauma.
Michael Weber is a cheerful, down-to-earth man, runs Komrum, a small drop-in counselling centre housed in a beautiful old villa in Berlin. Last year, when Germany opened its borders to more than 1 million refugees fleeing the turmoil in the Middle East and beyond, Weber soon realised that organisations like his simply didn't have the necessary staff to deal with the specific needs of refugees. Counsellors, that is, who speak Arabic and understand the refugees' background and culture. That's why he and a Syrian colleague of his came up with the idea of training refugees from the Middle East as counsellors. The project was launched this summer and is jointly run by the Catholic University for Applied Sciences in Berlin and Komrum, and supported by the Paritätische Wohlfahrtsverband Berlin, an umbrella group for various welfare organisations. Weber admits that he and the other organisers were careful in selecting their participants, who all had prior experience as psychologists, social workers or psychiatrists.
Wir hatten in unserem Auswahlverfahren natürlich so bestimmte Fragestellungen.
We asked them what kind of values they held, what kind of ideas they have when it comes to the role of women in society. And we also asked them how they would react if one of their patients had been on the other side of the conflict.
Menschen treffen, die in ihrer Heimat auf der anderen politischen Seite standen, Kriegsgegner.
The fears, he admits, proved baseless. The students were desperate to learn and take up jobs. The first batch of 12 are set to start a 4-week internship, having almost finished the 3-month crash course, which included classes on issues like crisis intervention and depression, but also an introduction to Germany's current asylum law. Several hospitals have already contacted Weber to tell him that they're interested in hiring them, as have counselling centres and even Berlin's health department. Mary, for one, is thrilled to be going back to work again.
I think it's extremely important that we work with refugees because we speak the same language and share their culture and background. And look, we've experienced the same things. We're able to help them better.
And yet, she says, she's desperately homesick. She misses the children she used to work with and worries that something might happen to them too.
Now, it's of course complicated, but I hope that I can go home one day when everything's over. I want to be able to help people back home.
But she concedes that that day might still be very far off. For DW, this is Naomi Conrad in Berlin Spandau.
This report was brought to you by DW.